Please welcome to the program the Toronto Blue Jays, probably starting pitcher opening day, Mr. Marcus Stroman, everybody. Hey, yeah. Marcus, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good. Listen, thanks for doing this. First question is how much fun is the six in the dead of the winter?
Not too much fun. I'm actually walking through it right now. It's freezing, man. Absolutely freezing.
Like, does it shock you when you get up here?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely make sure to bring my Canada Goose, man. It's freezing. My face is super chapped right now.
Dude, you know what you do? I don't know if you know this. This is Canadian-like secret where you rub Vaseline all over your face if you go out when right. It's this cold.
I've heard that, man. That's a little aggressive for me, but I don't think it's that cold yet.
Listen, thanks for doing this. We've watched you, seen you on the TV, and obviously you're really excited about the upcoming season, the way that last season finished. Any stress over moving into the role vacated by David Price after management decided not to offer him a contract?
No stress at all. I feel like I'm ready to step into that role and be the guy. I feel like I prepare and work to be that guy, and I'm excited to kind of be in that role. Like you said, David Price left, and that's a huge loss for us, but I think we've added some pieces to make us extremely just to pick up certain ends and to make us better in certain areas, and I think we're ready to go. I know there's a lot of skepticism going on there, but we're excited about the team we have, and we're just ready to rock.
You know what, and the positivity, obviously, and something you're cited for is the confidence, the positivity. But you guys all sit around and talk, and I remember you tweeted, you were in Vegas, you were with Donaldson and Tulowitzki, looked like you guys were having a blast. But you sit around and you watch what happened during the offseason. David Price was gone. You know, you picked up a couple of pieces, as you call them, odds and ends. Was there any disappointment at all with the fact that Price left? And have you is there any in talking? Are you guys like, hey, listen, would have been nice to do some stuff, but we still have some pieces. Where are you at?
Where am I at as far as the team as a whole?
No, with like in how you watched everything unfold in the offseason.
Oh, it was tough. It was tough. You know what I mean? I formed a really strong relationship, I feel, with David Price, with DP. And to see him go was tough. But that's business, and that's baseball. That's the business of baseball, and that's just kind of how it works. And I'm extremely happy for him. He deserved every penny he got. And it's just kind of how things go. But it's not like we're not going to be friends anymore going forward. I still talk to him very often, and we're just going to be it's going to be a rivalry now between me and him, and I can't wait.
Marcus, how hungry you guys get back to not only the ALCS but the World Series this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing on our mind is the World Series, obviously. We feel like we have the team to do so. We feel like we had a good opportunity last year, and we feel like we just want to build up kind of that momentum and everything that we had going for us last year. So we're excited to get out there.
Have you talked to the new management at all? Have they said, hey, listen, obviously you're the guy. It's going to be opening day. You just stay healthy, get your body ready, do a whole bunch of burpees and jumping jacks, and you're going to be out there. You'll be our opening day starter. Have you talked to anybody?
No, I haven't had that word yet. I'm just preparing as if I'm going to be, but I haven't heard it yet. Mm-hmm. But either role, whatever I'm in, I'm going to be ready to go 9 innings every 5 days. So that's the goal.
Hey, how cool – I was going to ask you this because we never got a chance to talk to anybody during the season. It was just too early. So we really appreciate you doing this. But how cool was it when you came back at the end of last season, you know, and we – you know, you watched your progression when you started in A-ball, and then you got to the Bisons, and obviously you started, and you really helped change the fate of the Blue Jays in the playoffs, specifically Game 5 against the Texans. Describe to me the feeling that you had last year after putting in the work that you did to put yourself in a position to be in that conversation and to be as important as you were in this stadium where there is just this thirst to get back there.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we're excited to get back to the energy and kind of the momentum and everything that we had going on in the city. It was pretty special. We had last year's 50,000 packed crazy fans pretty much every single night in September and October. And we're looking forward to having that every single day this year. And city is ready for it, and we're ready to go out there and compete and hopefully bring a championship home back to the city of Toronto.
You weren't nervous at all going from a classroom to pitching in front of 52,000 people?
Not at all. Not at all. It was exciting. It's kind of what I looked forward to the entire summer while I was going through those workouts and sitting in class. That's the exact motive that I had in my head was to be there with my guys and my family pitching in front of those crowds. So I love being there, and I wasn't nervous at all.
Should fans or do you have any concerns about your knee heading into this season?
I have no concerns. I'm still building and working on my body and my knee now. But I didn't have any concerns when I was out there in September and October, so there will be no concerns in April at all.
Last question, Marcus Stroman, our guest, Toronto Blue Jays in town for the winter tour. You can join him and the rest of the gang Upper Canada Mall tonight. Last question, saw your dad a fair bit at the end of the season. Does he still scare the hell out of you like he scares the hell out of me?
Not as much. I'd probably say like up until I was like 20, 21, 22, he did, man. He did. But now he's like a big Teddy, bro. I'll beat him up. Not worried about it.
Can he rip a phone book in half, Marcus?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a strong dude, man. He's up in the gym. That's where I get my work ethic from. He's up in the gym every single morning at like 5 a.m.
Is he really?
Yeah, he doesn't miss a day either. So it's kind of where it comes from.
Yeah, well, my God, the guy yeah. looks like he's if he didn't smile as much as you, and obviously you know where you get it, come from a nice family, your dad's a cop as well. If he didn't smile as much as he did, you would think, please just I'm going to walk by you, please whatever, you enormous man, right. Be nice to me.
Right.
Yeah, he definitely intimidates a lot of people, but once you get to know him, man, you know he's just a big teddy bear.
Hey, Marcus, listen, thanks for doing this. I know you're busy and you've been doing this a lot lately. I hope you enjoyed your off season. Greatly looking forward to seeing what happens and transpires in 2016. And thanks for the run last year. Excited to get behind it again.
Appreciate that. You guys for having me.